Dominus Lawn.
Hi, is Wayne in?
May I ask who's calling?
Yeah, this is Nico over at the Bank of Cardiff.
Okay, hold on a minute, please.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hey, is this Wayne?
Yes, this is Wayne.
Hey, Wayne, Nico over here at the Bank of Cardiff. How you been?
Okay.
Look, I don't know if you remember, we were in contact a couple months ago about some of the programs we had to offer, the equipment financing and working capital. At the time you said no need for financing, but I should just check back in towards the end of the year, see how business has been, and you know if there's anything that has come up where we could possibly help out for your capital or equipment needs.
Not right now. But the only thing we could probably use any help, you know, we have retail also,
mm-hmm.
and maybe for our customers, some financing for our customers that doesn't have, you know, excellent credit.
I see what you're saying. Well, we're strictly a business bank. We don't do any type of consumer lending. So we wouldn't be able to help out there. But what we could do to help out is for inventory purchases, if you need cash to make large inventory purchases, let's say you needed to bring on a few new pieces of equipment to resell back to the retailer or back to the consumer, could help you in that aspect. I know sometimes a lot of my clients, what they do is they like to buy in bulk so they get a nice little discount price to the market. Is that something that you do?
Occasionally, but we have a floor plan with Wells Fargo that used to be with I can't remember the name of them right now.
Not a problem. So what's your relationship like with Wells Fargo? They what do they do for you?
Very good. They have us a open floor plan. And that's basically what we use to stock equipment and to do our stock up. And we just got in a shipment that'll last us for quite a while.
Okay. So you have like a line of credit out with them or something like that? So you make these large purchases, or is it a separate program that they have you on, like a specific one tailored to your business?
Yes, it's kind of a special one. It's just a open floor plan.
Okay. I'm not too familiar with Wells Fargo's programs. I think it's the first time I've heard of an open floor plan, really. I'm used to the more traditional lending products.
Yes.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's not a problem. I don't want to ruin like a relationship that you've had with Wells Fargo. We're more of a secondary source of funds. So let's say that you wanted some additional cash on top of, the limitations that Wells Fargo has with you, and like you max it out per se, and you needed an extra $50,000 to make a large inventory purchase. That's kind of where we step in and help out. Or if you don't want to go through Wells Fargo and you want to kind of keep them for the big projects that you have, and you have a couple small side projects that need a little additional funding, even for a less amount, 10 grand, something along those lines, that's where we kind of step in and help out with one of our programs, the Working Capital Program. And it's, you know, it's very useful, but like I said, I'm not here to step on anybody's toes. I'm here to just see if you have a need and see, you know, if there's something we can possibly do to help out.
I appreciate that, but at the present time, we're kind of in the off season. We're not stocking up a whole lot right now.
Okay. When does the busy season start to pick back up? Did we just catch the tail end of you here?
You know, that is really hard to say. I was asking my distributor. In fact, last year we were selling pretty heavy right on up through December, and I asked him. I says, when does the season stop? And I was wanting some time off too. And he told me, says there really ain't no season anymore. He says it just. And sometimes we don't stock up too heavily, and they and then I end up running over and picking up one piece at a time or something. And it's not really a problem because our distributor, you know, I can call them if it's in stock. I can run over and pick it up the same day. And we do that a lot. And, I mean, like just last month, I think it was, people come in here was wanting stuff that I didn't have. And I ran over and picked it up for them, had it for them the same day.
So do you typically sell to mainly just retailer, consumers, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So a lot of them are what, like contractors, landscaping businesses, things like that?
Yeah, mainly landscaping businesses. We sell a lot of residential stuff also.
And, okay.
We have the big dog mower that is really a fantastic mower, has the best warranty in the industry.
How much do one of those usually sell for? Like on average?
Well, our promo special is $29.99.
Okay.
And of course, that's a residential mower.
Mm-hmm.
And they go from there all the way up to $11,000.
Oh, wow. How many times a year do you think you sell the commercial ones for, like, the larger customer?
We have a lot of people coming in kicking tires and talking a lot. I really don't know. We've sold quite a few of the lower-end commercial mowers.
Mm-hmm.
Sells for around, $5,000.
Okay. Is there a reason why these people come in and not really get the bigger ones? Is it because they don't have the financing in place? Because, like I said, I mean, if you work directly with general contractors and these general contractors are registered businesses, we might be able to help out in that aspect, get the financing in place. We can't do, like I said, we can't do consumer, but if they're a registered business, like they're a business owner, we can help them out that way, if that's something of interest to you.
Some of them are. In fact, a lot of them is new startup businesses. And I had, in fact, I remember two this year that one boy came in here. He was a legitimate business, but his credit wasn't that good, and Sheffield turned him down. And he went to one of our competitors and got financed through BB&T Bank, which we are affiliated with BB&T Bank now also for our customers, but I hadn't had much success with them.
Yeah, we, Wayne, we specialize in equipment financing for creditors A through D. So we're able to, for the most part, help out, you know, commercial customers with not the best of credit and usually get them the financing in place that they need.
Okay. Had another fella come in here that was looking at buying a commercial mower, and he got turned down with Sheffield, which was a big surprise to me because he had excellent credit. And but they said his credit was too new, and back record.
Okay.
So, what is your name?
Nico.
Can you spell that for me?
Yeah, that's like Nancy I K O. So Nico.
And your phone number?
858-779-0432. So that's 858-779-0432.
Okay, where are
we're over here in San Diego, so we're out here on the West Coast. I know you guys are over there in Florida, so yeah, we're all the way on the other side, but...
Okay, I've got your number here, and if I have anybody that comes in that I think that y'all could work with, I'll give them your name and number.
Perfect. Wayne, do you happen to have an email? If that's an easier way, so you have my contact information just in case you might, you know, misplace the note or anything like that?
Yes, that would be wonderful.
Okay.
My email is Diamond S Lawn Service.
Diamond.
Yeah, it's all lowercase.
And then service spelled out, right?
Yes.
Service, okay.
At gmail.com.
I'm going to shoot you over a email with all my contact information as well as like the services that we provide. It'll have a link to our website too, so you can see like what we do exactly. So you know, if a time ever arises where you run into a customer who needs the financing, as long as they're a commercial customer and somebody who's in business and is a business owner, that's who we can deal with directly. And then for you yourself, don't forget we have services that, you know, could help as well. You know, typically, Wayne, what would happen with us, let's say, for example, a customer walks into your shop over there and they're looking for the financing. They're a business owner. They need financing. They have been declined on a few other places because they can't get it because they know that their credit isn't the best. What they do is they walk in, they look at the equipment. They say, okay, I would like to go equipment financing, but do you have anybody that you use who can possibly help me out? You say yes. Usually what we have is a credit application, a one-page credit application, and I'll send that over to you, Wayne, so that you have that on file, and you have the customer fill it out, and then they fax it back over to me, and I can get them feedback within 15 to 20 minutes of what we can do for them. If we can proceed, and if we do proceed, sometimes we get approvals within hours, and other times we get approvals within 24 hours because we might require some additional documents. But ultimately, we're here to, you know, work with you and see what we can do to help the business out and push some sales forward.
Great, that sounds good. I got a couple questions to ask you.
Yes.
How does that work as far as getting the funds to us? You make direct deposit to our.
Yes, we do. So we pay you guys directly, and then the customer would pay us through, you know, whatever terms that we get them. So we front you guys the money. It's a pretty simple process. We like to streamline it and make everything easy to do because nobody likes complications or, an inefficient system. We like to make it very easy on our side as well as our vendor side too.
Okay. Can they get pre-approved when they from home? Because we sell a lot of, I won't say a lot, but we have, well, I won't say we sell a lot of anything, but we have sold quite a few to people all over the state. And they like to get pre-approved and come in here. And there was a company that we were dealing with for a while. I'd done a few sales with them. I don't know if you've ever heard of them or not. It was called Time Payment. They were a lease program. And they lied to the customers and
misrepresented
themselves.
Yeah.
And,
what were they saying? Like, what do they do that would constitute them to lie?
Well, they were proposing themselves as being a straight finance loan. But
okay.
The contract, if you read the fine print and everything, it was actually a lease program. And when a customer signed to that agreement, there was no early payoff option. Their interest rates was, they did not disclose their interest rates. It ended up being extremely high, and when the person signed that, they were committed to the full payments. If they tried to pay it off early, they would maybe give them 1% discount or something. And it was just a real bad thing. But the really bad thing about it was that ticked me off, and I took them off our website, and I quit dealing with them, is because they had approved several people and approved for the amount, approved the loan and everything, and then come in here. There was one customer came in here, and he came in here about 4 o'clock in the evening, and we were 10 o'clock that night trying to get the deal closed, and they kept coming up with all this other stuff, and it was a nightmare. And there was one customer from Tampa that was going to drive up here to buy a trailer from me, and they approved him, and then they called me and told me they couldn't do the loan. And I said, well, hey, it's between you and him. Why don't you call him? No, they wanted me to call him and tell him that they couldn't do the loan. And that ended it with me, with them.
Right. Wayne, I want to kind of quell any of these misconceptions between you and me, because what we are over here on my end, Wayne, at the Bank of Cardiff, we're a relationship-based bank. So our whole atmosphere and environment that we provide for our customers is based off getting to know them and seeing what we can do to help them. So it wouldn't be in our benefit to do what has happened to you. Like those guys just sound like straight up loan sharks, and you know, that's not the way that business should be handled, because we want to be able to have returning customers. We don't want to just give money to one person, say, hey, take the money, pay us back when you can, please, and then, you know, never get in contact with them again. We actually like building up the relationship, seeing how our products help the business, seeing what we can do in the future for them, and watching them grow. That's essentially how our business model has been structured over the last 14 years since we've been in business. And we started out with equipment financing back in 2002. So we have a wide variety of resources at our expense that we can help any type of customer with. As long as they're the business owner, then, you know, we'd love to at least see if we can do business with them. In regards to the pre-approval process, Wayne, if you have people giving you a call, and you know that they're a business owner, you can definitely have them give me a call, and I can see what we can do for them. We do have a pre-approval process. If they're within our database, sometimes we have a few customers. Like I have a few vendors out over here on the West Coast that have customers who are already pre-approved with us because of their lending history, etc. Sometimes that might be the case with you, where you might have a few customers who are in our database that have been pre-approved, because we have our process over here of how we do that. But I think to streamline this process, Wayne, the best way to go about this is, I guess it would be for me to deal with the customers directly, present them with terms if they go through the approval process and the funding process, so that way that you don't have to deal with the headaches that come with people coming back to you and say, hey, can we do this for the terms, blah, 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 this for the terms. Like, no, they would be dealing directly with me. You can still run the business the way that you want without the headache of having a customer come to you worrying about the finances.
That's exactly what I'm looking for.
Okay.
Let me explain to you a little bit about what we're doing. I've been in lawn business for 11 years, and I got into the retail. It was always kind of a dream to get into the retail, because none of the dealers in my area around here were very honest. They'd lie to you. They'd lie to you about the equipment. They'd lie to you about the financing. They'd lie to you about everything.
Mm-hmm.
And they were never, when I needed parts, when I needed something, they were never open, they were never there, they didn't act like they really cared very much about me or my business. And so we started the retail here, and we're actually open 8 to 5, Monday through Friday, and by any other time by appointment. And I had a boy call me day before yesterday, is wanting to come in and look at my package deal. And he said, oh, you're only open 8 to 5? I says, and any other time you need me here. So I come in on Saturday. He says, how about after hours? I said, I'll be here to midnight if I get somebody to talk to. And he just thought that was wonderful, because no other dealers do that.
Mm-hmm.
I've noticed every year down here, it gets very hot down here, and I've noticed every year in the springtime you see everybody and their brother and their cousin and nephew and everything getting into the lawn business. And they start out with a little residential equipment, and it lasts them about a month and starts breaking down, and they can't keep up with their accounts. And people start calling us.
Mm-hmm.
And then about July or August, it gets too hot for them out there, and they can't take the heat, and so they get out of the business. They have customers that don't pay them. There's various reasons that they get out of the business, but they get out of the business a lot of times very quickly. So what I've done is set up a package deal, and it's very economical. It's $5,400, includes everything you need to go to your first job when you pull out of a driveway. And that has been fairly successful for me. The problems that I've had with that is people trying to get financing, and Sheffield doesn't want to finance anything but the mowers. They don't want to finance the trailers or the hand equipment or anything else. And that has been a little bit of a problem.
Okay.
Another problem is a lot of these people are just starting out, and just starting into business, and
mm-hmm.
they don't have a credit history. A lot of them don't even have their business name registered yet, and that creates a problem with the financing.
Right.
But then there's a lot of them. There's a preacher coming here the other day. He's been in business for about 6 months. He was looking to get a new mower, and that was the one that Sheffield turned down. He had excellent credit, but they just said that he was too new and didn't have a track record. So you know, as far as the financing goes, I have a lot of people coming here and ask me about financing. I told them we don't do any in-house financing. I says I have Sheffield that you can deal with. I says I have BB&T Bank that you can deal with, and I could turn them over to you and see if you could help them.
Okay, so let me get this straight. So you have a lot of scenarios where individuals / business owners come to you, and because they're so new, they're technically considered a startup. They're having difficulty getting the financing in place.
Right.
And the other lending hands that you work with technically don't want to deal with that. So they can't get the money in place and make a purchase, which means that you don't get a sale. And if you don't get a sale, then, you know, you lose out on a customer. They go somewhere else.
Right.
Okay, so here's what I want to do, Wayne. I'm going to talk to one of my senior members and see. We do work with startups. They're kind of more of a, I guess you could say, touchier subject, but we have worked with startups in the past. We continue to work with startups, and I want to talk with one of my seniors and see if, you know, there's a way we can possibly work around this and help those guys, those startups out, as well as your returning customers, the ones that have been in business for longer than, you know, the startup time. I'd love to see if there's a possibility of doing business together, because, like I said, that's what we're about, building a relationship up with our clients as well as our vendors and seeing how we can, you know, grow your business.
Right. Well, what we have here is, what we're selling here is actually top-of-the-line equipment. I mean, we sell Big Dog mowers, which carries a 7-year limited warranty, is the best in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good product, and the company stands behind it, and I have just been really amazed at how well this company stands behind the dealers.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like I tell a lot of my customers, when I find another product that matches what I have, I'll get it in here for people to have a variety. But so far, I haven't found anybody that will back what Big Dog does. And our Mariama equipment, it's a hand equipment. It carries a 5-year commercial warranty, and that is the best in the industry. And our trailers is made up here, is custom built for me up here in North Florida, and they are absolutely the top of the line trailers. I mean, I've told a lot of my customers I don't think it's a better trailer on the road, and they said, "Well, Big Tex is a good trailer." I said, "Big Tex is an excellent trailer." I said, "I don't know if they're any better than what we have or not," and they said, "Well, what you have is about half their price." I said, "Well, that makes them better then." We have excellent equipment. We stand behind our equipment, and I'm trying to grow the business here and get repeat customers. No, I don't want a person coming out. I'm trying to retire off of one person. And we give tremendous discounts off of the retail price of the equipment. And, you know, I have customers coming from all over the state because we offer better than what other dealers do.
Yeah, I was going to ask, do you work with, you know, nationwide? Do you sell nationwide?
No, we're just a little local dealer here in Florida. We get a protected area from Big Dog. We have Hernando County.
Okay.
We have a lot of competition, but there was a man called me, supposed to be in this Friday. He's down in the Miami area. It's a 5-hour drive.
And, wow.
He talked to me on the phone for quite a while. He said he felt very comfortable with us, and he's supposed to be coming in Friday to pick up a mower. I got our next Friday, not today. So I got to call him next. I got to call him next week, and I have a 54-inch mower here in stock. And he was wanting a 60-inch, and I told him no problem, I could get that for him in one day. So I got to make that arrangement and see if he wants a 54 or whether I need to go pick him up a 60. But we offer service unmatched by any other dealer around here, and we have people. I got another guy that's an hour and a half drive from me. He's supposed to be in Monday or Tuesday to pick up a mower that I brought in for him. And like my distributor told me, our area rep, some of the sales I've been making, he says, "You know how many dealers they pass coming to you?" And I said, "I never thought of it that way." And he says, like West Palm Beach, he says, he passed at least five dealers selling the same product. And I said, "Well, they didn't have the deal that I have." And we, like I say, we've been selling these mowers all over the state, and it's just phenomenal to me. But and our package deals goes really good. In fact, actually, the first package deal that I sold 3 years ago was to West Palm Beach, and that boy drove over here, which is a 2.5-hour drive. He drove over here and laid down hard cash to buy it.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, it's kind of, I'm kind of amazed at what you can do if you treat people decent and you be honest with them.
Transparency is the key to success.
I'm finding that. But I'm also finding people are very skeptical. I have one mower in here that's been here too long. I was trying to get rid of it. I had 4 or 5 people come in and looked at it. I was discounting it $1,000, and I'm thinking I need to get rid of this mower. And one man, I offered him a $1,500 discount off of it, and he's sitting there looking at the mower very skeptical, thought that I was up to something.
Uh-huh.
And I was honest with him. I just told him, I says, been sitting here too long. I need to move it. I says, I'm taking a big loss on it, but I says, you know, I'll let you have it. He run from that mower. He was scared of it. He thought there was something wrong with it. And my wife, man and his wife, came in here looking at one, and my wife says, let me talk to them. And they went back to her. They was very interested in the mower. And she told him, says, well, here's the retail price. She says, I'll tell you what, if you take it today, she says, I'll knock $100 off. And I'm just sitting there thinking, ain't no way these people got to buy that mower. It's an expensive mower. And so they wanted to go do some shopping. They got in their truck. They didn't get down a block away from here, turned around, came back within 10 minutes and says, we still get the $100 off? And she said, yes, we'll take it. And I told her, I'm going to let you sell. I says, you know, I was offering $1,500 off of that mower, and people were scared of it. And I said, you offer them $100, and they think they get a great deal. And so it's funny dealing with people, you know.
It is, and that's what I do every day, but, you know, you got to work your way around it somehow.
Yeah, what is your interest rates?
So we start out in the mid-single digits. It really depends on what these business owners look down on paper, too. I'm not the one that kind of sets the interest rates. It's our underwriting departments. Our credit department does that. They're like the whiz kids. I'm the one that deals with the customers, presents terms, gets the application and everything, and you know, I don't come up with the interest rates, but usually it's single digits.
Okay.
Yeah, I've never seen anything past that, so that'd be absurd.
Sheffield has a real real good deal going right now. They have 48 months zero interest. And
okay.
Hard to beat. Of course, they do have processing fees and dealer buy down and stuff like that, where they do make a little money off of it, but not very much.
Yeah, we do with some of our programs. It's traditional equipment financing, so it's like you think of it as your typical car loan. You know, 2 to 5 year terms, monthly payments, and then like I said, the rates in the single digits, and a couple of the perks that come with. Our programs are that there's no down payment. Sometimes people get qualified with a 90-day deferred option, so they really like that. And the loans go on the business credit, not personal credit. So that's usually some stuff that people like about our programs. But, Wayne, like I said, I got a meeting coming up here pretty quick, so I gotta run. I'm going to talk to one of my senior members, and I'm going to shoot you over an email and see, you know, what we can do to help out. I'd love to at least be a resource to you as well as to your commercial customers. And if you run into people looking for financing, have them give me a call. You know, we can talk right there. If they're in the shop, they're looking for the financing they need, and you know that either Sheffield can help them out, or they've already been to Sheffield. You've sent them there, and they didn't get what they needed. Have them give me a call, and we can, like, work our way from there and go through, like, the preliminary stages. Does that sound like a good plan?
Certainly does.
All right, Wayne. It was good talking to you. Like I said, I got to go. I'm actually kind of late to a meeting right now. But I'm going to shoot you an email, so keep an eye out for that. And after I talk to one of my senior members, I'll include in the email, like, what we can do for your, I guess you can say, startup companies that come to you. Sound good?
Sounds great.
All right, Wayne. I'll follow up with you, too, in, like, the next couple of weeks to see how everything's going.
Okay.
All right. Take care, and look out for that email.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
All right. Of course. Bye now.